This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. He knew he had a good shot, but Daniel Judd was still surprised when he found out yesterday that he'd come up with the top choice in the contest to find new slogans for Clover Stornetta billboards.
I had no clue. She called me a couple days ago and talked to me about narrowing it down to the top 20, and I was happy just to be into that. But then when she said, we narrowed it down to the top three, why don't you come in? I got really excited. I had the last two nights where we're a little sleepless, you know?
But Daniel could rest easy last night, knowing that he and his girlfriend, Andrea Dzinski, had not only been chosen out of some 12,000 entries, but won the contest's $5,000 first prize, something they had scarcely considered when they first learned about it.
My mom saw the ad in the paper, and we cut it out, and she handed it to us, and we brainstormed for 2 or 3 hours, and we had a list of probably 50 different sayings. And we picked the 2 or 3 best ones, and we sent those in, and here I am with a big check.
By now, you're probably wondering just what the Rohnert Park Band came up with. The winning slogan, headed for a billboard near you early next year, paraphrased Clint Eastwood's famous line as Detective Dirty Harry Callahan, "Clow ahead, milk my day." That double pun put Andrea and Daniel over the top. It took some doing to sort through those 12,000 slogan submissions, said Clover Stornetta President Marcus Benedetti at the press conference announcing the winning slogans yesterday. But ultimately, he said, the cream rose to the top.
They sent the last 20 off to 3 different independent ad agencies throughout the country to come up with first, second, third place. And all 3 ad agencies were unanimous in their decisions. And ironically, those were the choices of the in-house folks here at Clover. So it was fairly unanimous.
And while he was happy not to have to make that decision himself, Marcus did enjoy reading through the leading contenders.
There were some maybe not G-rated ideas in there as well. That was something that we've never experienced before. I mean, I'm not a creative person, and to see creative ideas was really kind of inspirational, and the humor that people have, it was a blast.
And he is also seriously appreciative of the effort and affection behind all those ideas.
When people are stuck in traffic and they see a billboard, their wheels start turning in their brain and they think of something, and to get it down and to put it on paper and to collect 12,000 of them, we're really fortunate to have that level of interest and interaction and support.
This was the second time the dairy has solicited slogan suggestions from the public. The last time was back in 1989, when the winning phrase was "Tip Clo through your 2 lips." Yes, you have one of your neighbors to thank for that one. Incidentally, the second prize in this year's contest went to Megan Finnerty of Santa Rosa, who submitted "You Had Me at Clo." And the third place winner was Justin DeFreitas of Berkeley for "Heifer Lasting Love." Benedetti says we're likely to see them all prominently in the months ahead, probably with quite a few more contest entries alongside. That's fine with Daniel Judd, who's thoroughly enjoying, we won't say milking, his victory.
I've been in Petaluma since I was about 3 years old, and I'm 31 now. And I've always seen, ever since I was a little boy, the Clover trucks and the billboards. And I've always, just like everybody else, gotten a kick out of the sayings and the ideas they've had. And to actually be part of one is absolutely awesome.
I'm Bruce Robinson, reporting for KRCB News.